Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, what are the biggest reasons why traders have a few great months, then give it all back? How can we solve that?
Wow, this is such a great question because I've been working on this last 18 months, 16 months. And so here's something that I'll share that I've learned. Okay, well, first of all, why does it happen? Okay, and the first part of the question is, why does this happen? Well, obviously this happens because if you're trading one trading system, your trading system isn't going to work in all types of markets. Okay, so if you're trading a trend system, or a system that breakouts or something similar like that, what's going to happen is when the market's in a strong trend, moving really strongly in one direction, up or down, it doesn't matter, you're going to do well. Now, likewise, if you have kind of a reversion to the mean system, or you know, where you know price goes too far and then snaps back, and you know Bollinger Band edge, and you trade it back to the middle or whatever, those sorts of things, you know, like stochastics or whatever, if you're trading that kind of a system, you're going to do really well when the market's ranging and not really going anywhere. But as soon as it starts trending, you're going to get blasted. Okay, so here's the question. How do you deal with this? How do you solve it? Well, it turns out that, and this isn't my idea, but I've been reading and many traders and researching this, many traders have basically set it up. So they say, well, you can characterize the market in sort of different moods. And so if you can identify what the mood of the market is, you can kind of switch on and off your various systems. So let's say I've diversified and I only have two systems. I have one system where if the market gets to the upper edge of the Bollinger Band, I sell and I sell it back to the moving average in the middle of the Bollinger Band, because that's my reversion to the mean system. And then I have a trend trading system, which is like the trendy kangaroo tail. Whenever the market starts going in one direction and prints a trendy kangaroo tail, I take those trades and I go with the trend, right? All right, so those are my two systems. And I know that one of them is going to do well during trends and one of them is going to do well when the market's kind of directionless. So what you can do is you can identify what type of market you're looking at. So what are these markets? Well, one would be a quiet range-bound market. So it's not really that volatile. It might be in kind of a tight range and it's not really moving very far. Maybe, for example, on the euro, it's only moving about 120 pips, you know, and it's been that way for 2 weeks. That would be a pretty quiet market, pretty tight, not very volatile. Then you could also have a range-bound market where it's volatile. So maybe like the pound-yen hasn't really been moving, but it's been like in a, you know, 550 pip range, but it's been in that 550 pip range for 3 weeks or something like that. So that would be a volatile kind of a range-bound market. And then also you can have quiet trending markets, and you can also have volatile trending markets. So like a quiet trending market might be where the market sort of jumps up and then kind of just flatlines and prints a bunch of little tiny candles all kind of in a row, and then it jumps up again and then a bunch of little tiny candles all in a row and like that. Whereas with a more volatile trend, let's say it's going up, you get these really volatile, strong trend candles that go straight up, and then it pulls back kind of violently and maybe pulls back, you know, 61.8% of that strong move up. It's pulled back that much, and then it makes another, you know, strong move up, and then it pulls back another 50% on that or whatever, and it's really kind of a sharp up and down sort of retracement move, and it's not very clean. So that would be one way to do it. So now you have to decide, will your system work in the volatile trends and in the quiet trends, or do you only want to trade your trend trading system in the quiet trends that aren't, you know, not really that volatile? And same thing with the directionless market. When the market's kind of range bound, do you want to trade your reversion to the mean in both the volatile range bound market and the quiet range bound market? Or do you want to just decide, no, I'm just going to play on the volatile range bound market, for example, to take advantage of these bigger moves? And it gives me a better chance, you know, to take a bite out of that move back to the moving average. So these are the sorts of things that I've been working on. And I think that most of the listeners out there can come up with a framework where you go, okay, yeah, I see what you're talking about. I just need to categorize the market into one of these four. And then what I need to do is test and see, okay, my system A works in this kind of market. So if I've identified that it's a quiet trending market, I'll trade it there. But if it's a volatile trading market, I won't trade that system. I'll just flip it off. So these are the sorts of things that I would encourage you to do. Now, you're always going to – it's always going to be the case that you're going to be in a range-bound market and then it's going to explode and take off and go into a trend, and you're not going to have your system turned on, right? Because you have to wait for the trend to form. So you're going to feel like you're late, but that's just the way it works. You got to wait for the trend to show up before you can say, ha-ha, we're in a trend. You know, you're not going to know beforehand. So – hopefully that makes sense. That might help you guys, because if you just leave both systems on all of the time, then they're going to be giving it back. Like you say, like as the listener says here, the question came in from a listener and says, you know, it makes money and then it gives it all back. Well, if you want to avoid that, one way to do it is to just basically identify what style of market you're in when you look at the chart, and then decide whether or not that system is going to be on or off for that style of market. So hopefully that makes sense. Am I making sense there?
Oh yeah, totally. That makes total sense. And in the wrong market conditions, you're like hitting your head against the wall, right? And then if you know when to stay out, then you'll just save all that money.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I have a friend who, he's really good at pyramiding into winning positions, and he trades a trend, but he'll only do it in a certain type of market. He'll only do it with those really quiet trends, like I said, like where you get like a strong move in the trend direction, let's say up, and then it just kind of flatlines, and you get a bunch of little small candles that are kind of just sitting there, and then boom, it'll do another trend move, you know, and that's the kind of market that he likes, because he can pyramid into that and really, you know, really make a big winner out of those. So that's something that I would encourage you guys to do, is to look at markets from sort of that filter and just say, okay, all right, I see what's going on here. This is a volatile, you know, directionless market. So what kind of system should I turn on here? Yeah. So it's pretty simple stuff, but it does take a little bit of practice to set it up so that, you know, you're very deliberate in the way that you do it. You are going to miss the beginning of the trend, because it's got to form the beginning of the trend before you even say, hey, we're trending, you know, but yeah, but that's basically how it works. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hope that helps. Great. Cool. Thanks
for the insights, Walter.